Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. All with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a great service department that takes care of the life of your vehicle. And they're looking for more technicians. So whether you're experienced, entry level, looking for that first job, looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at sunburymotors.com or call Todd at 286-7746. The big story of the day is O'Neal Cruz hit a ball 122.8 miles per hour. Really?
Oh, my almighty!
Which is, in the StatCast era, the hardest hit ball era ever. It was a single. A single. It beats the old record of 122.4. Who held that record? Come on, Matt.
I'll say Stanton.
Who held that record? Giancarlo Stanton. How far did that home run travel that Stanton hit?
Maybe, I'm going to say less than 400 feet.
No, it was a 6-4-3 double play. Oh. All right, so again, this is the problem I have with this stuff. Okay, I'm a results-based guy. It's a single. It's notable that it's hit hard. Standing into a double play. It's two outs. Next. Individuals make all-star games, teams win championships. All right. Very simple. You're telling me that's a great stat when it's a single? I mean, if you hit a bloop, a Texas leaguer, it's a single. What's the difference? I'm just asking you, what's the difference? It's hit hard. The other one was a double play. Very impressive.
It's because it's the highest ever, that's why. Because you're not even talking about it if it's just a single or it's a ground ball or whatever. If it wasn't the highest ever, we wouldn't be talking about it.
They're losing 14-0.
And this is also MLB, not Pirate fans anymore. They've moved on to the Steelers, but this is the MLB trying to make something out of nothing with the Pirates because they're the Pirates.
It's
sad, really.
Whew. Bizarre.
Walks it to right field. That is going to hit hard off the wall. Look at that. Bounce right back to Acuna, who barely 122.4 miles an hour.
It wasn't even an extra base hit. He didn't score. Now, did he do his part and hit the ball? Yeah. Did he hit it hard? Yep. But gee whiz. We're getting carried away with this stuff. Yeah, I'm just, you know, I mean, okay. I don't know. I mean, it's a nice footnote, but it's not a headline.
It's not great timing when you're getting destroyed 14-0 at home. I will give you that.
Well, when he did it, it was 7-0. Okay? So when he did it, it was 7-0. Okay. But it's you're getting destroyed again. I don't know. It's a different world we live in, my man. At least for me, it's a different world. I don't know.
In some cases, yes.
I mean, look, I mean, it's not as if some numbers aren't cool, like how far somebody hits one. Pretty cool. I'll slip that in the broadcast. But I don't talk about launch angle, apex. Look, talk about stuff that people can relate to. This is what I was telling my class today. Just talk about stuff people can relate to. They can relate to a batting average. They can relate to Gerrit Cole being skipped on every big series.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Just like the Mets skipped DeGrom. Right? Like, what are you doing? People want to see that stuff. No. Don't think so. Really. Yeah, I wanted to see DeGrom pitch against the Yankees. I mean, I wasn't here to watch it, but... Jack and I spoke at the Duquesne Club yesterday. But... this is what we're down to now? I don't know. So the Eagles have one more preseason game. What is that, tomorrow?
Saturday at Miami. They started joint practices today with them.
Wow.
Darius Slay a little banged up today, but looks like he's okay. But we'll see what the injury report says tomorrow.
Hmm. Ooh, Chet Holmgren suffered ligament damage in his foot. They think he tore the ligaments.
Yeah, that's a big blow for OKC. He had a good summer league, too.
He actually did play well in the summer league. Let's see here. Watch. Pirates Cruz records hardest MLB hit on record. Watch. Little Leaguer pulls off epic bat flip. These are the notes. Like, no. I'm not going to watch that. I want to watch a little leaguer bat flip for. Epic. Really? Really? No.
I don't know.
You got Matt panicked every second over his teams. I mean, every second you're in panic.
Feeling a little better now.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I mean, they didn't even pitch to Grom.
They beat Scherzer.
I watched some of that.
And Judge took him deep.
Yeah, that's great. Another 10-gallon, you know what. What does he got, 48 now?
48 now.
Arise!
Like, did your kid yell, arise?
Of course. Every time once I saw him hit, I said, Luke, what do we say? And then he says,
arise!
Right on cue. He knows. He loves Judge.
He's like a week away from a twinge. You're worried.
Actually, what I am slightly worried about is we're not quite there with the Eagles chant and fight song yet. I was trying to teach him the fight song during the game on Sunday against the Browns, and he kind of walked away a little bit, and I immediately thought of you.
Okay, so what's the Eagles fight song again?
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory. Yeah.
And that's only been played once ever on the final game of the season.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
We've been able to play it
once.
Six times during this preseason.
They play two games.
Yeah, you play it after every touchdown. They scored six touchdowns this preseason.
Oh, God. It's like Brass Bonanza for the Whalers. They only played it like four times a year. It's the only four times they scored. Wow. Okay. All right, so there you are. It's and he sings this every time?
Oh, well, we're working on it.
We haven't
worked up
time.
The attention span for that. We got All Rise down, but now we're working on the Eagles fight song because that's a little more challenging.
Okay, it's two words, All Rise.
Yeah.
The other one has multiple words.
Exactly, so the attention span's not great. We're working on that.
Well, go on to Mark, then.
Oh, Mark's learning, too, at the same time.
So you're indoctrinating these kids?
I'm initiating them. They're learning. You got to teach them early.
So your big teams are the Flyers, the Eagles, the Yankees, and the Sixers.
Correct. And Notre Dame.
In the last 13 years, those five have combined for how many championships?
Two, sadly.
Two? One.
Oh, 13 years, yes. One, Eagles, yeah.
In Dust Bowl, Oklahoma, they call that a drought.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And you know what that means? More entertainment on this show with you out of your mind. All right. 8 days to go before Purdue. Did some work last night, do a little bit more today. Then he'll do some situational work tomorrow. But there you go. It's we are down to it here. The most important part to me in the preseason is obviously you want to be playing well. I mean, I got that part. But personnel-wise, do you have the same team at the end of training camp that you had at the beginning of training camp? Last year, I couldn't say that. This year, knock on wood, yes. That's really important because you're only going to get better if you have all your people. Now you got to find out what you really do have because you have all your people. That makes a big, big difference. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, your home for all the Aaron Judge news you can stomach.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Whacks it to right field. That is going to hit hard off the wall. Look at that. Bounce right back to Acuna, who barehands it off the wall in a split second. 122.4 miles an hour.
Bingo!
Ball dumped into right field between the second baseman and the right fielder. That's a bloop hit. Exact same result as the 122.4. Okay. You think I'm a party pooper.
Listen, I see to your point to some extent. I do.
It's a single.
But we got to give our pal Greg Brown a break here. He's dealt with a
Greg
lot.
Greg Brown, I think the world of. I think Greg Brown's a great guy, an outstanding announcer. Has not given a lot to work with, and he makes the most of it. You know how good you have to be to do that? Oh, jeez, the kid has his own Eagles jersey. Did you put his name on the back so you guys knew which one it was?
No, if they were twins, that'd be an excellent idea, but no.
I was kidding yesterday to Duquesne Club. Kobe King is 240 pounds, receding hairline. Kalen King's 185. The twins.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
By the way, the baseball scheduler putting it out. All 30 teams will play on Jackie Robinson Day, April 15th. All 30 teams will play on September 15th, Roberto Clemente Day, including the Yankees and the Pirates. So that game obviously is going to be in Pittsburgh. I don't think they're going to play that game in New York. I don't know where Aaron Judge and the Mets are going to be that day. No.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
So do you have your name in the back of your little Eagle jersey?
I have one that just says Catrillo on the back of it, and I wore that over my tux when Lisa and I got married.
You wore it over the tux?
I did, yeah. You know, when the bride and groom have their grand entrance at the reception, we wore our football jerseys. I had my Catrillo Eagles jersey on, and she had a Rashard Mendenhall Steelers jersey on over her dress. And we came out to the NFL on Fox Music. It was great. Yes, she agreed to do that.
Today's show is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, KA Routes 11 at 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. All with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a great service department. They need more technicians. They're doing so well to add on to the great group they already have. If you're experienced, entry-level, looking for that first job, someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at sunburymotors.com or call Todd at 286-7746. You wore your Eagles jersey with your name on the back over your tux.
Yes. I guess I never told you that. That's never come up in our discussions. If you see on Facebook, it's there.
No, I don't have that kind of time. All right. Wow.
I wanted to come out to the Eagles fight song, but she was like, no, if we're going to do this, let's do something neutral. So I decided the NFL on Fox Music.
I'm sure this went over well.
It did, yeah.
Or were there confused looks?
Well, my cousins, my family, who are mostly Giant fans that made the trip out to Western PA for our wedding, may or may not have booed me, but other than that, it's all right.
Never a good sign when one of the members of bride or groom gets booed as they walk in. Do you still have your jerseys?
Yes.
When's the last time she wore hers?
You,
I assume it's every week, but...
Actually, that one's getting a little tight. That's actually a youth XL, and it's still fit, which is sad. But okay. I have that for safekeeping, so I don't really wear that one anymore. But Lisa, last time she wore hers was actually opening day of the 2017 season. We took, like, a photo because we were only a couple months into our marriage at the time, but I don't think she's worn it since. She's not really a jersey person.
She's a grown-up. All right. Now, do you have a Yankee number jersey that you wear?
Oh, yeah, I have Judge.
What if he signs with the Mets?
Well, then I'm going to be very disappointed, but I do have another pinstripe jersey with no numbers, so.
Let me see.
I do have that.
We had Brett McMurphy on the show the other day. He also was on WJOX 94.5. We know that some of the Oregon people met with some of the Big Ten people in Rosemont. McMurphy was asked if there was a good chance that fans will eventually see Oregon playing in the Big Ten. And McMurphy's quote was, I'm fairly confident they will do that. This is all due process when schools are switching to other leagues. Now, of course, we have Brett on the show on Monday. As I said the other day, there will be an order to this. And the order is quite simple. It really is simple. The remaining Pac-10 teams will either sign a new TV deal, which, of course, would include the new grant of rights, or before that TV deal, or in rejecting that TV deal, you'll see some go someplace else, maybe the Big Ten. So all of this is really going to play out over the next 8 to 12 months, because that really is the window on this. As you see, the Big Ten TV deal was done and taken care of. Ten and a half months before the deadline. So, say the Pac-10's in that spot. Let's just say they get it done July of next year, 11 months from now. Well, if that is going to be theoretically the neighborhood, 8 to 12 months during that time frame, schools like Oregon, Washington, Stanford, Cal, for example, four examples, have to make up their mind. How hard do I want to push to get to the Big Ten? Or do I sign a new deal with the Pac-10 that includes the new grant of rights? It's really a time frame question. This is not, again, you can talk North Carolina, you can talk Clemson, whatever. There, I've read all three of the grant of rights. I didn't read the whole document. I read the part where the media rights are assigned on each one of the three. The comical part is the ACC and the Big 12. I think the Big 12 was written first. The ACC just copied and pasted it and just put in the names of their schools. If you're asking, the Pac-12 deal is decidedly different, it is not. It may use some different verbiage, but it's the same. So there you are. That's where it stands. At least on this day. So I know that people have talked about, and openly, over and over again, about how Stanford and Cal deliver the San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose market. That's like saying LaSalle delivers the Philadelphia market for the Atlantic 10. I mean, really. Cut me a break. So let's take a closer look at 2021 and where they rank. Stanford was the 46th most viewed team in America last year on an average basis. They averaged 778,000 viewers per game. California was 76th, 222,000 viewers per game. Between the two of them, they came out to 1 million viewers per game. That's for two of them. To give you perspective, Penn State averaged 3.9 million viewers per game. I heard some people talking yesterday about the Backyard Brawl a week from tomorrow. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait. No, believe me, America's waiting. Pitt averaged 550,000 viewers per game last year. West Virginia averaged 948. So between the two of them, it comes out to 1.5 million viewers per game for the two of them combined. Again, Penn State averaged 3.9 million per game. I mean, that's what a lot of this comes down to. Who's watching? So we know Ohio State's first. Ohio State Notre Dame is going to be a gigantic number. When they play that game on September 3rd, that's going to be a game that's going to have, in my opinion, there's a good chance between 6 and 9 million viewers right out of the gate. Michigan is second, Alabama third, Penn State fourth. Now, if you're wondering where others fall into play, Michigan State was eighth, 2.9. Notre Dame, 2.8, ninth. Oregon, 2.6 million viewers per game. Helped out a lot by the fact that they did play Ohio State. But they still averaged 2.6 million per game. Wisconsin's 11th, Nebraska 12th. Iowa's 20th. Purdue is 21st, 1.6 million. Minnesota's 24th. Indiana's 26th. UCLA's 29th, 1.18. Illinois, 31st. USC, 32nd, 1.11. Maryland, 971,000, 39th. But they're ahead of West Virginia. Northwestern, 716,000, ahead of Pitt. Rutgers is last in the Big Ten at 58th, 488,000 viewers per game. Syracuse is 77th, 219,000 a game. Temple, 113,000 a game, 90th. Duke football. Not Duke basketball, Duke football. 64,000 viewers a game. Vanderbilt football. Southeastern Conference. 37,000 viewers a game. There are more people sitting in the mezzanine at Beaver Stadium. But it's what draws eyeballs. That's what these numbers are all about. It gives you a roadmap of where to go. Okay? So these are all just regular season numbers. So Pitt won the ACC championship this year, right? Okay? Cincinnati won the American. Not the ACC, the American. Cincinnati had 2.5 times more viewers per game than Pitt. 1.2 million, Pitt had 550,000. West Virginia had 948. Combined, if you combine Pitt and West Virginia, they would come out and finish 24th on the list of viewers. And people are aching for the Backyard Brawl? Really? By the way, Aaron Judge is going to get a little help this year. Season does not end until October 5th. There's actually 6 more weeks to go.
Albert Pujols, too.
Now that's significant. He's going for 700. How about that in 1 year? Guy hitting 62 and another guy hitting 700.
It would be a nice way for the MLB to bounce back. considering the reason that there's 6 weeks left in the regular season is because of the lockout. It would be a nice bounce back.
All right, we'll take a break. Again, I only broke down the TV numbers, so you really know, in other words, they deliver San Francisco. Stanford and Cal deliver San Francisco. They're in the San Francisco market, which is huge, so that is important. But they don't deliver San Francisco. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Yeah, so literally that's what we're doing right now. And it's not even just some of the first teamers. There's some heated battles going on between a second and third. So that's literally what we're going to try to do tonight and tomorrow. We've done it as a staff, but I'm talking about having conversations with the players. Try to do that tonight and tomorrow. Probably more of the discussions are between twos and threes and stuff like that, but... But yes, that's what we'll be doing over the next 24 hours.
Good problem to have. And the reason they're having these discussions is that, knock on wood, they've been able to keep the same team out there for all 3 weeks. And because there's more depth on the football team, because this recruiting class, athletically, they can compete. So now, where do they fit in? How many plays a game can they get? So there's a lot going on there. There's a lot of different areas, like twos and threes. Look, they could play as many as 9 to 12 defensive linemen. Well, that means threes are going to be out there. So it works and gets more reps than somebody else in a game. Also, it's interesting, there have been a lot of people debating about Zakee Wheatley once again has been somebody that gets his hands on the ball over and over. And people have been debating about Keaton Ellis and Zakee Wheatley. Well, look, if Wheatley's doing this, it doesn't matter who starts. It doesn't. As the game goes, you kind of figure out who's the one that's playing better. And then in the second half, you start leaning in that direction. Doesn't really matter who starts. But, I mean, there's certain freshmen you're going to see out there. There's no question you're going to see Singleton and Allen, the two running backs. They're playing. That's not earth-shattering news. I think all of you assume that. So if I chip in with Lisa, can we get an Eagles jersey that says Maddie on the back?
Sure.
And the show takes a turn for the worse. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors.